Tonight in Strange Trades, we present a highly skilled radio man whose strange trade is to produce, at the drop of a hat, any sound effect which a producer needs in his play, from a goldfish calling to its young to the dissolution of the world with an atom bomb. Meet radio engineer and specialist in sound effects, Mr. Monty Mazels. Okay, Monty, well, let's test you out. What's the toughest sound effect that you've ever been called upon to produce?
Well, it'll be difficult to name the toughest effect, Doug, but one that I had a lot of trouble and, incidentally, a lot of fun in faking was in a play about Samson.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was called upon to reproduce the collapse of the temple as Samson pulled down the pillars. Would you like to hear that one?
Well, later, but let's do some easy ones first. First of all, how about a bushfire? How would you produce that?
Oh, just like this.
And that, believe it or not, was done by merely screwing up a piece of cellophane. Now, let me see, Monty. How about a diver going into the depths of the ocean? I wish there was television. You can see how it was being done. That was done simply with a straw and a glass of water. Now, let's give you some tough ones. What would happen if you had to produce, say, a car crash?
Well, there's nothing to an ordinary crash. There's so many good ones already recorded. But suppose we had to get the effect of a car skidding on a wet bridge.
Listen to this.
Crashing through a wooden railing and ending up in about 20 feet of water. Well, then I'd have to blend several recorded effects in literally split-second timing. The result should be something like this.
That almost frightened me. Now, you said something about a scene from Samson, Monty, being the most difficult sound effect that you ever produced. Tell us about that.
Well, it's quite a story, Doug. It's the scene where Samson's farewell performance literally brought the house down. As his strength was given back to him, you remember, he pulled two pillars together and the roof fell in, killing more people at his death than he slew in his whole lifetime. Well, now, that's some effect. Had me puzzled for quite a while. But sometime previously, the noise of workmen demolishing an air raid shelter behind our studio made the office absolutely unbearable. So we thought we'd get a little of our own back. We hung a microphone out of the window and recorded the bricks being thrown onto a truck. Well, this is what we got. Well, that gave me a bit of a start on the effect. Yeah. Now, I wanted to get a sharp impact, so I added a thunder effect like this. Still, the effect didn't have enough body. It wasn't big enough.
Yeah.
So I adopted a cunning trick. I used a plane crash.
A plane crash in Samson's time?
Oh, yes, but with a difference. See, the original crash sounds like this. But I slowed it down so I could get a much deeper effect.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
So we take a truckload of bricks, a clap of thunder, add a plane crash at the wrong speed, drop in a pinch of music, stir well on a recording turntable, and what have we?
A noise from Flinders Lane, a plane crashing, an ordinary thunderstorm, and the temple crashes on Samson. It's easy when you know how. Thanks, Monty Mazels, for your contribution to the Coolmint Show, We the People.